This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon. Scott Burton, your host today, and we are going to be talking about assemblages now. We have Peggy Ann McConaughey and Linda Belef. Help me with your name, last name, Linda.
See, I told you it was scary. Belefkin.
All right. It's nice to have you both here.
Thank you.
And you're both from Juno Gastrono Rotary, is that right?
Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, wow. I have in front of me a picture of some very cool stuff. You want to describe this to our listeners, please?
Sure. It is very cool stuff. It's assemblages, and it's quite popular around the country, probably around the world now, people using bits and pieces of garbage or junk, as we might call it. They're creating robotic little individuals or assemblages, as they're called, or you can create something that's an art piece, a wall piece, a table piece.
Okay.
There are so many things to describe. You can use old faucets, plumbing parts, electrical parts, computer parts.
But it all comes together, and
kitchen.
It's an incredibly wonderful piece of art.
Yes, it is.
And so there's an actual competition. Is that right?
Yes.
That's correct.
It's an excellent competition. We're going to have 12 teams made up of 4 people per team who are going to come to the Jack on March 23rd at 1 o'clock, and they're going to be able to just bring, let's see, glue, anything else other than glue that can they bring?
Well, they can actually bring tools, some of their own tools and some of their own adhesives. There'll be tools at a tool table. They can actually go to the table and use the tools at the table. However, they're welcome to bring some of their own tools and and some of their own adhesives if they'd like to. If you're interested in what tools and adhesives are available, if you go to JunoGastonoRotary.org, all of that is right there on the front page with links. And the way it works is you can have your own tools and adhesives, but if you need others and we have them on the tool or adhesive table, you can go use those, but they have to be used at the table. And then the components, you do not bring any of your components. That's all provided by Gastono.
So if you think about Iron Chef, if you think about Cupcake Wars, that's what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Only it's going to be with assemblages. So the teams are going to have 90 minutes in which to build their stuff. And we have all the bits and pieces, and they'll be able to go to the table, pick up their bits and pieces, go back, and then be able to build stuff, which is then going to be put into a competition. We'll figure out who is the major winner, or second place, or third place winner.
Are these teams, have they already been made?
Not yet. We're looking for teams right now. So the best thing to do is go to JunoGastonoRotary.org, get one of our registration forms, plus there's lots of other information there, and then get your friends to sign up. And you want to bring your friends to this event because it's going to be one of the best family events that we have in Juno. So bring your family, bring your kids to be able to find out how fun it is to be able to build bits and pieces out of junk.
Junk, yes.
All right. And so this benefits Juno Gastonno Rotary. What's that Rotary Club all about? What keeps you busy?
This particular event is going to support all our youth services and programs. And I think I handed that to you with a list of those services and programs. We have a youth exchange program. We have worked with the Zach Gordon Youth Center doing upgrades. We have Family Day at the Lake, Riverbend School playground equipment. We helped with that. Auk Bay Elementary playground equipment. We are also a big part of the After School Coalition sponsorship. We also have Youth Leadership Awards. We built the dugouts out at Lena Point baseball fields. We support the West Juno and Bonnie Bray Children's Parks. We have youth scholarships and recognition. So it's all about the youth and supporting those services and programs. So all the proceeds from this event will go towards those.
All right. If you're just tuning in, we are speaking with Peggy and Linda from the Juno Gastonno Rotary about it's an art competition, right?
It is, absolutely. And one of the things you can do if you just want to wander around and see what this is all about, you can come and watch. We have an admission fee of $5, which isn't very much. We'll get you in to be able to wander around, cheer for your favorite person, cheer for your favorite team, cheer for the assemblage that somebody's making you think is going to be the best, and actually vote for it. So we're looking for people to come on by. We'll also have assemblages food that's going to be there, and V Celador has been wonderful about helping us put that together. So it'll be three tacos for $5. So it'll be really an event. You can spend the afternoon coming and joining us and watching what happens.
And this is March 23rd at 1:30 p.m. Is that a Saturday or Sunday?
It's a Saturday, and it's at the Jack.
And may I say that this event is not just the team competitions. We also have a juried show. So there's been a call for artists, and they can submit a piece, whether it's been already built or something they're going to create before the 23rd, and bring that in at 9 a.m. on Saturday. The judging will occur at 10 a.m., and then there's a big prize, and also when they register, they can choose to have it for sale or not for sale. If they choose not to sell it, there's a $35 registration fee. And if they do sell it, then 30% goes to the Juneau-Gastineau Rotary and the other 70 to the artist.
So are you two and your friends out collecting stuff right now?
Oh. Not only have we and every member of our Rotary Club, but we've also gotten an amazing group of stuff from people like the different electrical companies in town, Barron's Mechanical, Juno Electronics, Cycle Alaska. I mean, it's just been incredible. So the types of stuff we have has been all sorted, separated into kind of like things so that when these teams are going to race to the tables to pick out what they want to use in order to create these things, they're somewhat of an organized manner so they can choose the things that they think are going to make the best stuff.
I was going to ask you, are they going to be in the middle, sort of this big pile of stuff, and they're all going to race in and grab what looks
just
interesting
like
to them?
Cake Wars or Iron Chef. Yes, I'm going to be so excited.
2 minutes before the event starts, they're going to be given a googly, we're calling it, in a brown bag, and that will be the beginning. And they have to incorporate that in their creation.
A googly.
A googly or a curveball or whatever you want to call it.
This sounds like a lot of fun. March 23rd, Saturday, at the Juneau Arts and Culture Center. It benefits all the things that Juneau-Gastineau Rotary gets behind. To go out, will one of you sort of describe one of these pictures to our listeners? What are we talking about
okay,
here?
Okay, Linda, be creative.
Well, I'll do my best. There is one that is a shovel, and it is been turned into what looks like a face, and there's a rake that makes it look like it has hair. It could be used as a garden ornament or what have you. Somebody has taken some faucets and turned them into
That's
little runners. There's a little robotic-looking fellow that has a face that's been created from a camera and a tin that is the body. There's some little tart pans that are his feet. There's some bolts for his legs, some small wrenches for his arms. And all these are connected sometimes with other screws and bolts, but also adhesives?
I might say that go online and just do a search for assemblages. The other main thing to note is that only one member of the team needs to be 18 years old. Mm-hmm. So we encourage people of all shapes, sizes, and varieties to come in all ages because we think that it's going to be a fun time no matter how old or how young you are.
All right. And so you're still looking for teams. Individual artists can participate.
Yes.
They can even build something outside and bring it in. Where are the best places to get more information on this?
Best place is to go to JunoGastineauRotary.org. We do have applications for teams available at the Juneau Radio Center and at Cycle Alaska if somebody wants to come by and pick it up. But in actuality, the best place to get information is at JunoGastineauRotary.org. Rotary.org, because you not only there get the information, you always get adhesive guides. You get also such things as a link to our Pinterest page, which shows you a lot of examples of the things that Linda's been trying to describe to you. And believe me, they're very difficult to describe. But once you see it and spend some time looking at it, you're going, oh, my word, I can't believe they actually took a camera and made a face. Mm-hmm. So it's a great way to be able to get an idea of the types of things that can be done. But the most important thing to remember, it's all up to you and your imagination.
That's the voice of Peggy Ann McConaughey. We've also been speaking with Linda Belefkin. Did I get it
Lefkin.
Right? Lefkin. All right. Thank you, Linda. Meet them on March
23rd.
at the Jack, 1:30. Sounds like a lot of fun. More info at junogastonorotary.org. Thank you so much, you two. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I tell you what, if anybody does have questions they want to ask, feel free to give me a call. My cell is 723-8642. Once again, 723-8642. I'm Peggy Ann. I'd be more than happy to make sure that they get going in the right direction.
Thanks, you two.
Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
Mudrooms, Juno's live storytelling.